You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's play some Rattle Off. Rattle Off is brought to you by K&H Home Solutions. Good morning, Brittany.
Hey, good morning.
So you are the first person that I get to ask, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I'm going to keep with the theme of pasta dishes and go with the lasagna that was dropped off my doorstep.
Oh, yum. Who just drops off a lasagna like that?
Whoa.
It's actually a company called Lasagna Love and Lasagna Mamas, which are volunteers in the community, cook them up for you and make them available to you.
That's awesome.
I love it.
What a nice treat.
You and I could have done a little swap. I give you a little bit of my mac and cheese. You give me a little bit of that lasagna. Mm-hmm. We'll call it good, eh?
I'd love that, yeah.
Good for you. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. So I was reading a story this morning. I was sending it out in the Mindbender Club mailer. It was about various celebrities who have dated or married regular folks, like fans. Like, they had the story where Conan O'Brien saw some woman in the crowd at one of his shows that he was taping, you know, his late night show, and he went up and talked to her, and next thing you know, he married her. And there was a bunch of stories like that, and one of them mentioned Nicolas Cage, because he married a waitress who served him at a restaurant. He ended up marrying her. So with that in mind, Brittany, we would like, please, in 10 seconds, 5 Nicolas Cage movies. You can only use one per franchise, but 5 different Nicolas Cage movies. Ready and go!
Die Hard, Face Off. Oh, 5. Oh, jeez.
You got one.
Was he in Die Hard?
I don't think he was in Die Hard.
Was he in one of the follow-up Die Hard movies?
I don't know, unless he had a small part.
Sorry.
As Bruce Willis.
I think
my
favorite is, he was in Moonstruck, which was good, and he was in Raising Arizona.
I like Gone in 60 Seconds and Con Air. That's 2 of his great. Oh, and National Treasure. That's a good one, too. Oh, man.
He's a weird dude.
Darn it, lasagna breath.
All right. Hey, can you at least provide me with the, who made that mac and cheese that you had?
Who made it? It's a restaurant about 3 miles from my house.
Oh, what's it called?
Well, my house is about 1,400 miles from your house, Brittany.
Yeah, he's remote.
So
you're going to need a plane ticket.
I'll tell you what, you fly out here, I'll take you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right. You're delightful. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you
bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
I wish you had just said Kraft. This little blue box, K-Raft.
What's that other brand of mac and cheese that's kind of up on the top shelf?
Annie's is like the... Annie's.
Yeah. Annie's.
It's Annie's?
That's what my stepdaughter eats all the time. She's constantly
it's better for you.
That stuff. Is it?
So that's what they say.
Come on.
There's not as much yellow number 5 in it, I guess.
It's so ridiculous. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
You know, and the other reason that I would not give out the name of the restaurant, and I'm going to tell you why. Food, delicious. Service,
meh.
Poor.
No, that's not good.
I know. I mean, wouldn't you think after a year, Devin, of restaurants and bars being closed, that when they open back up, the first thing they would do is, like, go above and beyond to make all their customers feel welcome? Right?
Got to make that money. Right.
Right.
Exactly.
They weren't chipper,
huh? They've all been hurting for the last year. And these guys could not have acted like they really didn't care if anybody came into their establishment. But the food. Oh. Mm. This is one of those cases where the back of the house kicked the crap out of the front of the house.
How about that, Devin?
Okay, Devin. Nice talking to you. Listen, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Portillo's Italian beef sandwiches that were sent in from Chicago.
Yum.
My goodness, everybody's going to pick food today.
Sounds
I
really
guess.
Good. Did you say they were sent in from Chicago?
Yeah.
How does a sandwich
does
survive
work?
A long trip?
Oh, that's, I don't know. They ice it, I guess.
An iced sandwich?
They iced the sandwich?
And then you reheat it and eat it?
Yeah, you have to construct it, but they send it, and then you reheat it, and you.
It's a build-your-own sandwich, and you get it from UPS. We live in an amazing time.
I think so.
All right, I don't believe a word you're saying, Devin.
It's online, Jeremy. Sandwiches are us.
Shipasandwich.com.
Ship our sandwiches. It's called SOS.
All right, Devin.
Devin is just has no.
Thank you
fun
for that made up story,
whatsoever.
Devin.
Whatsoever.
Making up stories about sandwiches.
Where are we?
I don't know.
We need to pick a topic for. What was your follow up highlight of the weekend besides food?
Oh, spending time with my great kids.
They are good kids, aren't they? Did they get you anything good? Don't say sandwich in a box.
They got me a sweatshirt that says "Born to Ride."
What are you riding?
Camel?
Surfboards.
Surfboard.
Now, but
yeah, that's big in Colorado.
Who in the world would wear a sweatshirt while surfboarding? Devin.
I guess you could go over there to Confluence Park where they have those little mini rapids or whatever. I guess you could try surfing down that.
Yeah.
I'll try it. I'll give it a go.
Seems hot to wear in the summer, though.
Jeremy. Devin is anxious to get this game done.
Let's get it rolling for Devin.
Get on with his life.
All right, Devin.
Devin, your letter is the letter R, as in robot, as in radar. In 10 seconds, we need 5 bands or artists whose name begins with R. Ready and go.
Radiohead, Rex and FX,
buddy. You missed Ramon 5.
I guess Rihanna's in there.
Rihanna,
Rolling Stones.
Absolutely.
Oh, Devin, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day.
You too, guys. Thanks a lot.
Later.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for being a good sport. Thanks for letting us beat you up a little bit. Jeremy, say hi to Julie.
Oh, hi, Julie.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you guys doing today?
Are we good, Dom?
Better than ever.
I think we're good, Julie.
Better than ever.
How about your weekend? What was the highlight?
Julie, highlight of your weekend. What was it?
It's a toss-up. I got to spend some wonderful time with my grandson, and my daughter took me to Bath & Body Works because I've been her mother and her father for the last 15, 20 years.
That's awesome. Yeah. Did you get some good smelling stuff?
Oh, I sure did.
I bought...
It spoils me.
I won't say I bought. My wife bought me some really good peppermint, like, hand wash, body wash stuff from there. Ooh, Julie. It just opens up my pores.
Yeah.
It's really
before
nice.
Before he could use it, though, he dripped some of it on his skirt.
Dom?
What?
It was a gift.
What?
What's wrong with smelling like peppermint? It's a delicious scent.
That's sweet.
It opens up my pores.
That's sweet. No, it really is. I said it's sweet. What do you want?
Julie, ready to play? My favorite one for men, though, is Oasis.
What does Oasis smell like?
It is a men's body wash, hair wash. It just, it smells divine.
It's one of the great things.
It smells like wonderful.
I would love to snuggle up with a man who smells like
that. Well, come here, Julie.
Get on it.
That's one of the great things about being a guy, Julie. We can have one product. It's one bottle. I can wash my body, my hair, and my face, and my car with it. Like, everything.
Yeah.
One bottle is all we need.
It smells like rich.
You
smells
do
like
have
rich,
25.
Supple leather.
You can wash everything with one bottle if you're a guy.
Uh-huh.
Not knickknacks. She's got separate like, ear wash, face wash, butt wash, exfoliate, and then soften, and then moisturize.
Yeah, all of that.
It's all weird stuff. All right, Julie.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We've been having some fun with lettuce this morning. Yes, the green stuff. Lettuce. In 10 seconds, give us 5 things you might put lettuce on. 5 things you put lettuce on, Julie. Ready and go.
Sandwich. Salads. You can put it on pizza. And, of course, we heard it in tea.
Lettuce, pizza.
I was short one.
Taco.
Yeah.
Hamburgers
and
tacos.
Hamburger, taco, burrito.
Oh.
Okay. Well, Darn it. I got lost.
You did.
Listen, we enjoyed talking to you, and I hope you have a great Monday, okay?
You guys too. Thank you so much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye, Julie.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
There she goes.
So sweet.
Very sweet lady. Hi, Michelle. Good morning.
Hi, boys. How's it going?
Super duper.
It's great. What was the highlight of your weekend, sweet Michelle?
Well, my three-year-old's birthday party was the highlight of my weekend. His birthday was yesterday. We had a little family party Saturday at the park.
What was the theme?
The theme was fire trucks, ambulances, police cars, and the color green.
And the color green.
Our niece made him a green fire truck birthday cake. It was pretty
That's awesome.
Pretty awesome. Yeah.
My little Lila's going to a birthday party next Sunday, and I asked her, I was like, what's the theme? I'm expecting, whatever, Paw Patrol or unicorns or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the theme of this little six-year-old girl's birthday is America.
Oh, I love that.
Her theme is America.
That's kind of interesting.
Isn't that
actually
cute?
It
would
be easy to get the decor.
No joke. Everything's going to be red, white, and blue. They'll have little flags everywhere.
I thought you were going to say that it's a six-year-old's birthday party and the theme was like serial killers or something. And it's like, whoa. That's one dark family, man.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you had fun at the party.
I did.
We need a winner with Radloff. We're running out of
time. Can I say I've got my 12-year-old right here with me, and he's so excited for me, so I don't want to let him down.
Well, he can't help you.
No helping, though.
No, he's not helping. I'm not on speaker.
Okay, he's just excited.
Don't
the mom's on the radio.
He's very excited.
Listen, Michelle.
Usually try for the mind bender, never get through.
Well, don't screw this up, because it'll be really embarrassing to fail in front of your kid. Don't ruin it.
I will hide under the bed for the rest of the day.
Especially since you mentioned this when you were talking about the birthday party and the theme and everything, because I believe you even threw in the word ambulance, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I did.
So in 10 seconds, we need 5 things that you might find inside an ambulance. Don't overthink it. 5 things you might find in an ambulance. Ready? And go.
Sirens, paramedic, horn, water, medical equipment.
Keep going.
Transplants.
And the nurse. Because you only gave us 4 to start with, and then you stopped all satisfied with yourself, and we're like, we need 5.
I got it 5.
But when you threw in a nurse, I think I will accept
nurse. You get
nurse.
To the hospital, a nurse comes running out.
Transplants, right? Maybe.
And horn?
Yes,
well,
that's in there.
There's a horn in there. Okay, sure.
That's why I said don't overthink it. You could have put, like, wheels.
You didn't say patient.
Steering wheel. I know. It's much harder than it looks.
Plasma. Snoopy Band-Aids.
I think she got it, though.
I tried
right?
so hard.
Listen, Michelle, you got it. You got 5. You're a winner!
Thanks,
you, did, you did not let down your 12 year.
Well done.
Or 3.
Thank you very much. I can go on there with the rest of my day now and not hide under the bed.
Take a deep breath.
Well, hide under the bed if you want. Take a bottle with you. Listen. Would you please stand by and Josh will tell you about your prize?
Yes. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
We appreciate you. I love our listeners.